AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Her video documented the death in Minneapolis of George Floyd.
But they will kill me. They will kill me, man.
Teenager Darnella Frazier has been awarded a special citation by the Pulitzer Prizes. She was cited for highlighting the crucial role of citizens in journalists' quest for truth and justice. Frazier was 17 when she recorded Floyd's death in May of 2020 at the hands of Minneapolis police and testified at the trial of former police officer Derek Chauvin about what she saw.
A man terrified, scared, begging for his life.
The Star Tribune of Minneapolis won a Pulitzer Prize for breaking news for its coverage of George Floyd's death. The AP won two Pulitzer Prizes in photography for coverage of the racial injustice protest and the coronavirus's toll on the elderly. The New York Times won the Public Service Award for its reporting on the pandemic. The Justice Department wants an internal probe of revelations the Trump administration seized phone data from House Democrats. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
House Intelligence Committee members Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell have been told the Trump-era Justice Department seized the data as part of an aggressive crackdown on leaks. While the department routinely investigates leaks, opening such a probe into lawmakers is extraordinarily rare. A senior Justice Department official tells the AP Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco is asking the department's watchdog to investigate. That comes after the Senate's top Democrats demanded Trump attorneys General Bill Barr and Jeff Sessions testify about the seizures. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A major doctors' union in Britain is joining the call to delay the next planned easing of coronavirus lockdown restrictions as new cases across the UK are running at their highest level since late February. This is AP News. Vice President Kamala Harris highlighted the Biden administration's efforts to expand child care and relieve the financial pressures of parenthood during a visit to a child care center in Washington. She says the American Rescue Plan has been critical to providing relief, but more needs to be done.
The American Families Plan would ensure no low or middle income family pays more than 7% of their income on high-quality care for young children.
The vice president says she and President Biden know the challenges of child care.
We know that the pandemic did not invent these challenges, but it certainly accelerated these challenges. As you talked about, child care centers were closed. Parents have been out of work. Families' budgets have been stretched.
Republican lawmakers say the relief package is unleashing inflation that could hurt the economy and Americans' well-being. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.